Of course, and I don't need to tell listeners in Donegal the impact that cutback after cutback has had on, in real terms, in terms of the day-to-day delivery of health services. But I think this opinion by the European Court today also shows the complete disregard that our government, unfortunately, has for the working conditions of frontline health staff. It shows, obviously, a clear need for an adequately funded, properly resourced health system which addresses the health needs of all our population. What this opinion shows, I suppose, is that the recruitment moratorium and within the public sector has had an impact on our health services. We've been saying it time and time again, but now it's emerged and it's been in the public domain for quite some time. But that junior doctors are far from being expected to work the continuous 36-hour shift, are actually being left, in some cases, working 70 or 75 hours in a single week, which obviously would raise questions about the level of healthcare that they could possibly be expected to provide. But it also shows that the government is in breach of the Working Time Directive of the EU, that it's known it for some time, because these issues have been raised by Sinn Féin representatives in the Dáil and elsewhere for some time. So hopefully today's opinion will ensure that the government get its own house in order. It's absolutely scandal, in my view, that the European Court of Justice had to instruct our government how to treat our frontline healthcare staff. It should be something that we do as of course. But I'm now calling on the government to take measures to ensure that the requirements of the Working Time Directive are implemented without further delay, and that we see the real change that's needed in our health services, so that we can be ensured that those people who are tasked with providing citizens of this state with adequate healthcare are in a position to do so, and that everybody, regardless of the amount of money in their pocket or where they happen to live geographically, can be assured a fair, equitable and an easy access to health system.
Now, although this is only an opinion today, will this be a wake-up call for the government?
Well, I would hope so. Unfortunately, our government have shown time and time again that it often takes European rulings in order for them to get their own house in order. It shouldn't. It's not as if this issue is going to come as a surprise to the government. They have been quite aware. The doctors themselves have been making this issue known for quite some time. I've seen and heard numerous news reports and documentaries and whatever else you might need to show that the working conditions of non-consultant hospital doctors is far and beyond anything that could be considered reasonable. The case was, of course, referred to the European Court of Justice by the European Commission after it found that there were numerous cases where junior doctors were required to work hours well in excess of anything that could be considered reasonable. So, yes, I hope it will ensure that the government take action, but it's just very regrettable that it has taken this long and that the government have basically shamed us on an international stage with this ruling.